The views and opinions expressed on this show are purely the views and opinions of the person who made them, and do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the show's commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. As the restriction on our God-given right to free speech manifests itself throughout the world, we are inspired by Jesus Christ's immortal words, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And we reserve the rights to all our words. Thank you, and now enjoy the show.
To learn who rules over you, simply find out who you are not allowed to criticise. You are listening to ACH. I'm Andy, your host, and today I'm delighted to be joined by my good friend, Dr. Eric Karlstrom. I'm going to bring him up right now. Eric, are you with me?
Yeah, good to be with you, Andy, in these perilous and crazy times. We at least can maintain our contact and try to compare notes across the pond, and I think really information, accurate information, is so important now. And of course, it's very, very difficult to get because we live in this this overwhelmingly kind of locked down propaganda system, which is locking down further and further. But yeah, it's great to be with you and discuss maybe what's at the top of our list of priorities in terms of trying to understand what's really happening now. I think so many people are under many, many false impressions, you know, and people's reactions and behavior are going to correspond with their assessment of the situation, you know, given that we all have basically the same brain matter and we're wired, you know, to think logically and respond to the world around us. But we have, you know, hundreds of different worldviews, and accurate information is sometimes very difficult to access. So, you know, this is why I think our efforts are so important, and we will keep trucking, keep trying. We have to, because really we're at a hinge point in human history right now. We could lose all our freedoms. We could lose Western Christian civilization entirely. We could lose our nations. We could lose everything unless people wake up, stand up, and take their countries and their lives back from incredible corruption and what I would consider incredibly well planned out a series of assaults against us all.
Yes, absolutely. And one thing that we were going to have a look at today was the COVID vaccine. And I mentioned this on the show with Nick Griffin earlier in the week, but I wanted to mention it again. Eric and I have already spoken about it before we went on air. It is so important because it's this document, which I will also include in the link to the post for this show and andrewcarringtonhitchcock.com, because you really need to get this all around the world. It's about a vaccine. It's an EU document. That I know is a official EU procurement department, and it's a supplement to the official journal of the EU. And the Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency out the UK, part of the British government, in the same way that the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, are part of the American government. There's this document that they're seeking, the British government are seeking a product, a software product. And if you go down to Section 2 Object, and in particular Section 214 Short Description, it says the Medicines and Healthcare Product Regulatory Agency seeks an artificial intelligence AI software tool to process the expected high volume of COVID-19 vaccine adverse drug reactions and ensure that no details from the adverse drug reactions text are missed. So they're expecting a high volume of negative reactions to the COVID-19 vaccine. Now, I imagine that the vaccine that they roll out on us in the UK will be extremely similar to one that they're trying to roll out on people all across the world. So we've got it now, straight from the horse's mouth. The government in Britain are telling us how we all must get this vaccine and anti-vaxxers should be criminalised and all this garbage. And they're actually going out and trying to procure some software to deal with what they expect to be a huge amount, high volume, they say, of adverse reactions to this COVID-19 vaccine. Eric, what would you like to say about this?
Well, you know, I've been working like crazy. I've got my five websites, gangstalkingmindcontrolcults.com, 911nwo.com, naturalclimatechange.com. Or .org, but mostly gangstalkingmindcontrolcults.com, and to try to, you know, stay on top of these developments, even as I'm one of these targeted individuals. And I really do believe, Andy, that it's all come together in my research, in my mind. I can now see pretty much the game plan, what's happening and what has, they've been leading up to this for a long, long time. And before I jump in, I'd like to give a nod to some women that I think are extraordinary in their courage and in their intelligence and in the depth of their research. And what I'd like to share is some information that Whitney Webb has been putting out in a series, a whole series of articles. One of them is, I've got a post on my website called U.S. Military's Operation Warp Speed Tracking System is Gang Stalking Depopulation on Steroids, three Whitney Webb articles and videos. And she has been, for the last 7 or 8 months, she's been operating on warp speed herself, putting out article after article and excellent interview after excellent interview on The Last American Vagabond, which was just deplatformed a few days ago. So mainly I want to discuss the incredibly detailed work that she's done, but I also want to give a nod to Catherine Austin Fitz of her Solari report. She came out with, I think, the first really good explanation for what's going on that I heard in a bunch of interviews that she's done. And she was, again, another brainy, brainy woman with an economics background, former director, assistant director of HUD, Housing and Urban Development in the government in the U.S. And I've got a post here, Mark of the Beast, The Great Reset, Going Direct to Cyborg Enslavement. Quote, we are in World War III, Catherine Austin Fitz, four interviews. And then we have to also, I'd also like to give a nod to Dr. Judy Mikovits and her courage as a scientist and whistleblower, exposing Fauci's murderous vaccine profiteering and medical frauds and cover-ups going all the way back to the 70s and 80s. And that's how far her association with him goes. So when we start to kind of, and Whitney Webb has done another excellent series of articles. I've got it posted on my gangstalkingmindcontrolcults.com website under the title Pre-Planned 2020 Election Chaos and the New, quote, Cyber 9/11. And then I put in parentheses by the 9/11 and gang stalking perps ! And then this also has my transcriptions of her commentary as well as her articles. So, you know, getting down into the nitty gritty details of who is doing the work, what companies they're working for, who's getting what contracts from the government, we can start to put together the pattern only with a really, really large information base. I still have a great respect for the human brain. People like Whitney Webb and Catherine Austin Fitz, and you know, we all do our best, but those two are pulling out lots of things that I think can help us all understand it. And I'll mention one more woman, a whistleblower from the United Nations named Claire Edwards, and she's got a 30-minute talk, which she calls the COVID-19 genocide of 2020. So under the guise of a phony pandemic, scamdemic, we've locked down the world economy, as Michelle Chesedowski says on Global Research, and he's another very distinguished author and economics professor out of Canada. He says, okay, on March 18th, 193 countries, all members of the United Nations, locked down their economies. Okay. All for, basically the common cold, if you believe Dr. Judy Mikovits and Dr. Lorraine Day, which I do. In other words, this is a non-problem, which they've magnified and got everybody to believe is a huge problem, which doesn't mean that they couldn't roll out a bioweapon next Tuesday, because they certainly have been working on these kinds of weaponized viruses for many decades, as Judy Mikovits well knows. But if we go going back to Operation Warp Speed, now we've got this non-problem. Very, very few people are dying. In fact, your chances statistically of dying from COVID-19 are estimated, about 0.001%, or about 1 in 1,000. And according to Dr. Lorraine Day, who's a very distinguished doctor, there's no chance. I mean, this is a common cold. But the only way you could cause death would be if it was, it was compounded with, several other things. And then they could, falsify death certificates and say it was COVID-19, which in fact is what they have done. So what we're dealing with is a gigantic fraud. I mean, they cover up their last crime against humanity, with their next crime against humanity. And I've traced these back certainly to 9/11 and the great global warming fraud and all these things. All of the goal is, of course, one world government and depopulation and enslavement of humanity. It all comes back to kind of the same long-term agenda. And to remove our civil liberties, destroy our economies, and destroy the nation state and the family, and all going back, you could say, to the Illuminati platform back in 1776 under the Rothschilds and Adam Weishaupt. This is a very, very powerful Jewish secret society, the Illuminati, which then took over the top degrees of Masonry. So you have the Illuminati, the Judeo-Masonic Satanists that have been running the world ever since. And they're working at it full time, always. So we're constantly at war. And right now this war has come to a gigantic head. And let's just look at some of what Whitney Webb has come up with. She says, okay, this, and she studied all the documents. This is a military operation, Operation Warp Speed, which was approved by Donald Trump. And there's a lot of Trump fans out there who are indignant that the election was stolen, which it was, on a vast scale. But that's not the issue, because no matter whether Trump or Biden is in there, Operation Warp Speed is going forward at warp speed. And in this, supposedly the HHS or Department of Health and Human Services teams up with the Department of Defense. But in fact, it's a Department of Defense operation almost strictly. And the people that are involved in it are involved with, like, Moncef Salawi, who's the CEO of this public-private partnership called Operation Warp Speed. He's from Saudi Arabia. He was a former head of the bioelectro engineering department at GlaxoSmithKline. He's a big fan of transhumanism, like most of these guys are. And he's saying, okay, we have this mandate now from the government. They got $10 billion or something. We've contracted that out to a whole series of vaccine companies, like Moderna and whatnot. And we're going to deliver these vaccines by January of next year, 2001. That's the plan. And there are six basic types they've now gotten from the different companies, and they're going to use them all. So this involves then massive prioritizing of, okay, who gets what. This is going to be delivered by the military. Even though right now, only 40% of the American public says they want to take it. But if they were to have a crisis, say, between now and January, which Whitney Webb thinks they will with a cyber 9/11, such as taking down the electrical grid with an electromagnetic pulse or something, all of this coming from, companies like Cyber Reason and Dark Trace and Carbine 9/11, all of which are headed up by former members of Israeli Unit 8200, which is their equivalent of our NSA. So what we have is these intelligence agencies teamed up now with Silicon Valley and the Pentagon to rush this through. And this is our power structure, according to Whitney Webb, who's done the research on this. Silicon Valley teamed up with the intelligence agencies and the Pentagon. And that really goes way back, but we don't need to belabor the history of it because we don't have time. I get into that because I like to see where things come from. But we're at a critical point now because what's in these vaccines? Well, that's highly secret. The whole thing is highly secret and in fact classified. And here we are in peacetime, and yet the military is running this supposedly healthy operation or health oriented operation based on helping American citizens with American taxpayer money, and yet every time even the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, and other groups try to get information, they stonewall them, say, well, we can't tell you, it's classified. Well, I don't have to tell you that. Well, okay, so the assistant director of Operation Warp Speed is a guy from DARPA, Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, which, of course, has been working on all these crazy futuristic things for a long time. His name is Matt Hepburn. And he was involved in the, he's a colonel or something like that. He was involved in the development of a thing called Profusa, which I think is kind of like the quantum dot tattoo, which, puts little holes in your skin and then injects material into your subcutaneous below your skin. And this stuff that is nanotechnology, which can self-assemble to form an RFID chip, ID 2020, kind of Bill Gates type stuff. So what they apparently want to do is track and trace all of us, just like we targeted individuals have been tracked and traced for decades. I'm pretty sure now, Andy, in fact, 100% positive, that the targeted individual phenomenon, the gang stalking phenomenon, which has occurred over the last 50 plus years, is practice for these technologies and this utterly totalitarian system, which Catherine Austin Fitz refers to as going direct, which means that we're going to digital currency. This is the great reset vision of people like Klaus Schwab of the World Economic Forum and the Federal Reserve and the Bank, the City of London, and the Rothschild, would be to, no more traditional currencies. We want to wirelessly hook everybody up to our Pentagon cloud or whatever, and we will track and trace and monitor all activity, body activity, moods, emotions. The technology is phenomenal, and this is why targeted individuals have not been believed, one of the reasons anyway. And so they're at the point now where they can pull this off, and now it would appear that they're going to do it no matter what, using the COVID-19 as the pretext, which of course, again, it's a phony pretext because there really is no emergency. There's not dead bodies piling up on the street. The chance of getting seriously ill from COVID-19 is less than the influenza if you look at the numbers, but that doesn't matter because we're in a post-truth, we're in a post-law world where power only matters. And these guys have the power, and we know that absolute power corrupts absolutely. So, we have their names. So they're all vulnerable. I mean, Bill Gates and Elon Musk and, Eric Schmidt, who, according to Whitney Webb, is basically running the joint binational security state of Israel and America. In other words, it's one thing now. The Pentagon is all ganged up with Israel. It's all one thing. These mega group billionaires are very, very, they're pushing this to the max. Guys like Ray Kurzweil, the futurists who want to, he's been working on, achieving an end to death and immortality for, I guess, him and his buddies, his Jewish buddies who, know they're going to hell because they rejected God. But they're going to create digital immortality for themselves and then cyborg slavery for everybody else. So that really is the long-term objective going on here. Biorobotized slavery, again, wirelessly hooking people up with implantables and wearables and injectables, such as the Profusa, et cetera. Here's what Catherine Austin Fitz says about the vaccines. And this, again, lady formerly assistant director of HUD, and now she's the one who maintains the Solari report, really amazing lady. She says the so-called vaccines, which she calls are actually toxic injections with quantum dot tattoos of nanotech, aborted fetal tissue, heavy metals, and gene-altering materials such as modified RNA, modified DNA, which are synthetic. These will produce self-assembling implanted microchips, which allow for 24/7 tracking, surveillance, biotelemetry, which is they're measuring all your bodily functions, and brain-to-machine interface. This is the sort of thing that we targeted individuals have been subjected to. All of these technologies are the technologies that we have been subjected to. So I, of course, have had to study this stuff. And there's an awful lot of information about these technologies as a result on my gang stalking mind control cults.com website. And I throw out a lot of information on my Lifeline project, which I just we just did our 50th show and talked about that. And that's available on my ericcarlstrom.com website. People can go along and believe we're still in, you know, Kansas, you know, leave it to Beaver or whatever, you know, but the military has been working in these black ops for decades and developing these technologies to enslave. And this is it. And so these are designed, these injections then are designed to biometrically integrate seven people around the world, around the planet, into the DoD cloud system through an artificial intelligence managed software system. Okay, artificial, there's what you were talking about, artificial intelligence software system. So this is part of cyber warfare or, you know, computer warfare, and that will simultaneously operate within an all digital system that is the equivalent of credit on a company store. So the idea is that no more real currency, now your equivalent of digital currency will be allotted based on your actual activity, which can be monitored. And if the powers that be, the new gods on earth who control this technology, approve of your activity, that is, what you're doing is of value to them, then they will give you credits on the company store and you can go and, you know, kind of live a life. You can maybe eat and maybe travel a little bit, but no more cars, you know, no more big houses, no more consumption of fossil fuels. We'll all be living in these little tiny, tiny 250 square foot units within smart cities, and everybody's going to be totally surveilled all the time, where China is the model for this total surveillance system. So that's more or less what is in the vaccines, although it's classified. They're not telling us exactly, but we know that this relates to Bill Gates' patent 666, which is the total enslavement of humanity patent. And we also know Bill Gates and his father, who was apparently a lawyer for the Rothschilds, are world-class eugenicists who want to radically reduce the world's population. We know that the United Nations wants to radically reduce the world's population by two-thirds. Some documents say 85%. They want to bring us down to, you know, 1 billion or so, because they say that will save the earth. Well, you know, I taught physical geography for 30 years. That's BS. The Earth's been around 4.6 billion years. It'll be around another 4.6 billion years. There are about 30 million different species on planet Earth. We have beautiful biosphere that God gave us. And the geologic record tells us that over the past 550 million years or so, which is, you know, the era of multicellular life on the planet since the Cambrian explosion, that there has been about that degree of biodiversity. 30 million people. And then what we get is we get turnover. We get species coming and going. So just like civilizations rise and fall, species have their day and then they become extinct. Statistically, the earth scientists would tell us that 99.9% or 5% or whatever of all species are now extinct. So where does that leave us as humans when they start to play around with our DNA and RNA and change our genome potentially? Well, you know, our species is defined by a particular genetic code. And if our, you know, if these kinds of vaccines will change the genetic code, the genome, which many doctors think they can, then we'll be talking about something else. where we will have a transhuman species, which was always the vision of the cyberneticists, such as Dr. Norbert Wiener back in the 40s, who's also Jewish, the merging of man and machine. So this is the vision, to merge humans and machines so we can now have two classes. We can have the immortal gods like Ray Kurzweil, who will live forever, and his other Jewish billionaire buddies, I guess, and whoever else is in the club. This is really what they want. They want to attain digital immortality, and they want to have omniscience too, because they're going to hook everybody's brain up to this cloud, and then, you know, everybody's brain is going to be like, you know, a god. And so thus, thus we get the vision of Genesis, you know, where the serpent says to Eve, you know, surely you will never die and you will be as gods. So here this crowd of, I would say, Judeo-Masonic Satanists who want a world of their own, want to change the world, reinvent the world, reimagine the world. This is all the terminology they like to use. They have a plan, and this is the satanic takeover of the world, according to Archbishop Vigano, and he's a very smart man, and he's given a couple, several extremely erudite, brilliant, important letters to Donald Trump, thinking that Donald Trump was going to save us, which I'm not sure if that's true, but it's possible that Trump could, you know, step forward and change this. I don't see him doing it. He's the one it happened under. But we have a new Department of Defense boss now, a new Secretary of Defense. I'm not sure I'm encouraged. His name is Miller. He was in Special Operations Forces. Mark Esper has come down. But anyway, so these guys want immortality. And then, of course, the rest of us then will be also human-machine mergers. We'll be cybernetic slaves. And then the rest, of course, the useless eaters will just be will be eliminated. So with this quantum dot tattoo, with this digital ID, which can be then inserted in these vaccines, the artificial intelligence program, which runs the whole thing, can easily decide, Andy, who lives and who dies, thus giving them the resolution to a thorny problem they've had for quite a while. You know, they've been working on, what do we do? How do we get rid of those dissidents? You know, well, let's call them terrorists. You know, let's say they're infectious with COVID-19. All these lies to get rid of people who think independently and don't go along with their program. Because, you know, the Talmud, the Jewish Talmud says, you know, when our Messiah comes, there will be no opposition. So they have to get rid of the opposition, i.e. us. And this is a technological fix that is actually brilliant and ruthless, in the sense that AI can be programmed. It's just a series of algorithms. The more data you have, which is why we have this war of big data now between China and the United States, and why all of our intelligence agencies like the NSA are collecting everything on everybody. The more data you have, the more accurate the AI algorithms can be. And now with hooking everybody up to the Pentagon cloud, they can get all the data on everybody 24/7. You know, what's their mood? What's their blood pressure? What's their menstrual cycle? What's their, you know, everything. All this information can be stored now in these supercomputers. So this is obviously the beast system, the mark of the beast. And those who, you know, are allowed to buy and sell will be able to buy and sell and continue to live. And those who don't have the quantum, the digital ID pass, of course, will be more or less either, well, will be punished until they no longer can function in society. So we've now reached the point, I would suggest, Andy, we've talked about this in many of our shows. You know, the Hebrew word tikkun olam is reinvent the world. You know, the Jewish utopia, the Jewish universal empire, Satan's kingdom, where the children of Satan steal it, take it back from God. And I think that, you know, we can go a step further. In all my research, I show that Satan has prepared and is preparing his legions, his troops for Christ's return. He thinks he can win. And that's a whole nother discussion about all the weapons that he is bringing, has brought to the table for the last battle. But meanwhile, he seems to be on the threshold of achieving virtual total control over humanity, God's best and brightest. And when I was doing my little earth science thing, I forgot to mention that, you know, humans, Homo sapiens, sapiens, or wise man, only been around for about 100 to 200,000 years. The average species lasts 1 to 10 million years. So, you know, let's not take it for granted that, you know, the sharks, by the way, have been around for 400 million years or so, bacteria for about 4 billion years. Some species last a long time and some don't. And if this group gets its way, Ray Kurzweil and the futurists, it looks that their belief, and Eric Schmidt, they believe that man's highest calling is to transcend humanity, to become merged with the machine, to go digitally, you know, across the universe, across the stars, to have every godlike creature will then have many avatars, you know, what they can send out to do this, that, and the other, and they'll have many lives. And it's just greed, you know, on steroids, and self-aggrandizement on steroids. And of course, that is what Satan and his minions are all about. So now we're very close to this system, which can be and is being rolled out very rapidly. Now, I'll stop here, Andy, and I ask you to jump in if you'd like. I do have some suggestions for how we might defeat this. I don't want to leave people on a completely, you know, bummed out note. I'd like to have an upbeat set of solutions. But would you like to make comments there?
Well, you talked about Whitney Webb referring to some sort of event that could prompt people into taking a vaccine, I think, earlier on. And when you said that, it reminded me, the line came to my mind, whether real or promulgated. You remember the famous Henry Kissinger line about people, you know, if there was an event, whether real or promulgated, that people would welcome UN troops onto the streets of Los Angeles, something like that. So that jumped into my mind there.
Yes. Well, he's one of them, of course, a German Jew, a Rockefeller man, a gay guy, very, very sick, but very, very, very smart. Let's give him some credit. Yeah, he's been around forever, and he still is around, considers Eric Schmidt as one of his best friends. So, you know, with Kissinger Associates, he's still a power player. And yeah, these guys have long-term plans to take down America and all the nations of the world. And you're right. Yeah. Whitney Webb draws these connections out, and she finds many of the same people that are involved with the pre-planning of this new Cyber 11. Again, going back a lot of them to Unit 8200 players. And she names all the names. And she finds many of the same people that were involved in the planning and execution of 9/11, such as Michael Chertoff, whose mother was in Mossad, and he's the first Department of Homeland Security secretary. And he was assistant attorney general during 9/11 and pardoned, of course, all the dancing Israelis and all the Israeli spies who were in America at that time that the FBI had caught. So what we've had is complete subversion and co-option of American intelligence and military by this very, very clever and well-connected group. Another one is Dov Zakheim, who's still involved in some of these companies that are profiteering from these things. And he was the comptroller of the Pentagon at the time of 9/11. And on the day before 9/11, Donald Rumsfeld, who again is one of his group, made an announcement on September 10th that, gosh, the Pentagon's missing $2.3 trillion. We just can't find it. And, of course, Dov Zakheim, who is a rabbi and part of the new Project for a New American Century, which is central to a lot of this Jewish think tank, of quote-unquote neoconservatives who are actually Trotskyite liberals rebranded, in other words, Russian revolutionaries, now calling themselves conservatives, who have run American foreign policy and domestic policy, arguably for three decades, and still do, and they're still involved in this. So we have this continuity of players from the actual event of 9/11, which, of course, was an inside job as well as an Israeli job, and had nothing to do with Osama bin Laden, except that he was the designated patsy. And so, and now Whitney is uncovering the plans of these groups like Carbine 9/11 and Dark Trace and Cyber Reason and many others, actually, as well as the corporate cutouts that are other corporate cutouts that are all on board on this to stage this election chaos between now and January. In fact, Cyber Reason has been war gaming for 2 years the 2020 election, and they in their own documents they say we want to fix it so that America, it will be so corrupt that Americans will never have faith in the electoral system again. Well, gosh, that looks like they pulled it off. Trump had a landslide and they stole it from him with, computer cyber hacking. And it looks like they've hacked and switched at least 3.5 million votes. And that's not hard to do. We've had computer hacking and election theft now, for close to 20 years. And one of my college professor friends, Andy, who taught computer science, said, oh, yeah, any C student in my computer science class can program a computer to switch votes and lose votes. I mean, it's easy. And so we've had groups like Diebold and now the Dominion and Scatter something or other. And there's a given number of companies that have insinuated themselves into especially the battleground states. And have flipped the votes, and then they've been using all the standard techniques, dead people voting, and bagmen, and many other. It was just a total assault on the electoral process, whereby people weren't allowed to be observers; they were blocked out. So the same bullying techniques that we have seen now on our streets with the Antifa and the Black Lives Matter, who are Soros agents, and Soros is connected to the CIA. This is all gang stalking on steroids as well. So what we have is a communist revolution, but it's deeper than that because it's also a machine revolution, this cyber revolution, this cybernetics revolution, in which humans could be on the verge of total enslavement into the technocracy. So I would argue, Andy, that there's a lot of In our current information war, there's a lot of different assessments of what's going on. Oh, this is World War III, or oh, this is worldwide health crisis, or oh, this is bioweapon or whatever. I would argue that what's happening now is hybrid warfare or fourth generation warfare by governments against their own people in order to usher in the fourth industrial revolution of the World Economic Forum and the Federal Reserve, et cetera, which is technocracy, which is Agenda 2030, which is the total enslavement system, which will involve smart cities and smart cars and the Internet of Things and 5G. The whole thing's run by artificial intelligence and be run, with Operation Talpiot out of Israel, et cetera, out of Jerusalem. So what we have then is governments on board with this world takeover program, and they've designated their own citizens as enemy. I can go through the elements of hybrid warfare, but the reason I throw this out is I haven't heard anybody else, kind of put it in those terms. I've heard people talk about the technocracy. I've heard people talk about fourth generation warfare, but I'm the only person that I know, Andy, who has said, okay, this is fourth generation warfare to bring in the fourth industrial revolution, which is technocracy, the Green New Deal, Agenda 2030, smart cities, total lockdown of humanity, the loss of civil liberties, loss of, you can't own your own car, you can't use fossil fuels. And by the way, there's a direct one-to-one correspondence between use of fossil fuels or use of energy in general and wealth. So if you take fossil fuels off the table, which, of course, all the climate accords have wanted to do for a long time, and move to a post-industrial civilization, that means that, much smaller population of humans, shorter lifespans, except for the privileged few, and brings us back to a pre-industrial lifestyle of great poverty for the masses. So this has always been the goal, but they've managed to sell it by, we got to save the earth. Oh, we're wrecking the climate by driving our cars, by putting CO2 into the atmosphere. All these, bald-faced, absurd lies, which, of course, if we buy into that, you know, that infantilizes us. It brings us down to the level of a, you know, credulous second grader in terms of our critical thinking skills. And very frustrating, of course, because I was a professor for 30 years, to see my fellow professors buy into this, these big lies, you know, which is how the power elite, this is called Weltanschauungskrieg, or worldview warfare, or simply psychological operations. So we have enormous psychological operations going on now. People don't seem to be able to tell the truth from the lies. And then, of course, if there is a complete break between what reality is and how we perceive reality, then we're essentially in a psychotic break situation. Anything can happen because we have no ability to respond in an appropriate way, let alone to defend ourselves. So I view that's my work as a retired geography professor of 30 years, is to educate people so that they have an accurate map of reality, so they see what's happening, so they can see that, you know, man-caused global warming is an absurd, preposterous lie, that 9/11 was an absurd, preposterous conspiracy theory, government conspiracy theory, and the reality is, of course, state-sponsored terrorism, which has always been the reality, fabricated and synthetic, et cetera, when false flag, we'll blame it on somebody else. So unless we start seeing through the big lies, you know, we might as well be a herd of sheep or a herd of cattle, which, of course, is how the elite regards us. They regard us as, you know, less than human. They regard themselves as gods and above the law, and they regard us as unworthy, dirty. In Talmud it says God made non-Jews in human form so that Jews wouldn't have to be served by donkeys. You know, I mean, there's an incredible racial superiority doctrine, you know, that we're just scum, you know, and therefore everything we have, our property, our intellectual property, everything really belongs to them. You know, it's not really ours, you see, because we're not really human. Only they are human. And this is what their Talmud tells them, that little Jews learn, you know, in school, that they're this racial superiority doctrine. Well, I'm sorry, you know, but I don't buy into that. I don't buy into any of these lies. And let me throw in, I think, some solutions here, Andy, if you don't mind. If you'd like to jump in, please do. But otherwise, I'll just rattle off a few things that I think could be done to turn this thing around.
Yeah, go ahead, because then I've got something I want to get to, the article that I've just found that's quite pertinent to what you're saying, only went up an hour ago.
Okay, so according to Catherine Austin Fitz and others, our choice right now is freedom or slavery, and it's never been more stark, because if we don't do something, we don't take our country back, we've already lost our country in America. The communists have taken it over. It's the same as the Bolshevik Revolution. It's the same as the French Revolution. You know, they had their revolutionaries on the street. It was supported by the economic powers that be, you know, pressure from above, pressure from below. That's the pincer movement that is common to these revolutions. It's happened. It's done. You're locked up in your house, more or less. You're wearing a mask, a stupid mask. It's actually bad for you. You're told to social distance, and you are sheep staying in your home. You've been defeated mentally. Not a shot was fired, except for, you know, a few things in the streets. It was all psychological operations. They outsmarted you. You're stupid. I'm talking to my fellow Americans now. 95% of you are, you know, you might as well be sheep. Unless you take off your mask, go outside your home, reclaim your streets, get back to work, because without work, you're not going to eat for very long. You know, there's a direct correlation between, you know, having an economy and having food on the table. Another thing I would suggest is throw away your cell phone. And if you can, turn off your computer. I'm not quite ready to do that. I don't have a cell phone. But they're collecting everything and tracking everybody already with their cell phones. So the cell phone is a weapon. And that's why Obama gave them away, you know, so that you had the blacks in these inner cities, you know, with three and four cell phones. Why? Because they want to keep track of everybody. And they can electronically, they can track that thing, and they can track you, and they can collect big data on you depending on all your daily activities. 24/7, that's how they track you now. And those smart apps will be used in the tracking of the people on the vaccines for a two-year period, which will be monitored by Google and Oracle, according to Whitney Webb's research. So Google's all ganged up with the Pentagon, and Oracle is, and they're all ganged up with the CIA, the Department of Homeland Security, the National Security Agency, NSA, and the DOD. It's the same player, Silicon Valley Intelligence Agency, FBI, CIA, NSA, DOD. These are the people that have been going after us targeted individuals. Now, I figured that out a long time ago, and others have too. But now we see why. Because they're going to roll this thing out on everybody. Okay, so starve the beast of your personal data. Destroy your cell phone. Don't use it. Take off your degrading face muzzle. You look like a pathetic slave. You look like an idiot. You look like a loser. They're terrible for your health. You know, we're supposed to have 21% oxygen coming in. Now we're blocking that, and we're breathing our own carbon dioxide, and we're breathing all the wastes, you know, from our respiratory system. They say that most of the people that died in the Spanish flu died of pneumonia from wearing these stupid face masks. And all the people who've had chronic fatigue syndrome and these other autoimmune deficiency diseases that Dr. Judy Mikovits has researched will be breathing these, you know, these viruses that they have now embedded in their DNA, and they will die quickly. 20, 25 million people in America. This is why they want you to wear masks, to kill you off. As Dr. Lorraine Day said so eloquently, and I think you've interviewed her, Andy, they want you dead. And she'll yell, you know, and they do want you dead. And so you're in a war for your survival. So, you know, turn off the TV, throw away your cell phone, take off your degrading face muzzle, take back your country, get out of your house, go back to work, fight back, fight the bullies in the street, fight them. Don't take the bullying. I know you're civil, I know many of you are Christian, but we're in a war. You can't be civil anymore. And certainly don't ever take the vaccine, because that is the mark of the beast. You will be somebody else's property. It potentially can change your DNA. You'll be a different species. You'll be subhuman. You don't have access to heaven anymore. You're not one of God's children. God made DNA with a certain, you know, very, very complex fingerprint, and he connects with human beings. There's no guarantee that heaven is going to be open to people who are man-machine integrations. So expel the cowards and bullies, I'd say. Turn it around. Those are the real perpetrators, the Jewish billionaires, the synagogue of Satan, the UN 2030 crowd, now the Democratic Party. It didn't used to be. The deep state, Newsom, Cuomo, Whitmer, all these communist commissar governors that are locking people in their homes. These people are, you know, useful idiots to the slave masters. And the Silicon Valley crowd needs to be dispersed, broken up. And of course, there's a very high correlation between them and the Jewish billionaires. They are the Jewish billionaires. And then there's many, many levels of traitors within intelligence and military and corporate sector. So we need to find the right lines of battle here. Our enemies are not the punks out on the street, the that are doing the damage. By the way, Catherine Austin Fitz's Solari report had some help with some of her subscribers, and they did some maps, and they showed that the areas that were destroyed in Seattle and Portland and in Wisconsin and these other Minneapolis had a one-to-one relationship with the quote-unquote opportunity zones of HUD, Housing and Urban Development. And I would submit that those opportunity zones have been marked out as smart city designations. By the way, Whitney Webb uncovered that Governor Cuomo, the traitor, has given contracts to Israel to build 5 smart cities in New York State. Now, Cuomo is probably making a lot of money from this. He's selling you out. He's selling out humanity. This is an enemy of humanity. So I would also suggest, so we go after the traitors. And it has to be a revolution now, because they've taken the country in a revolution. And you didn't notice. Americans are just pathetic. They just They just didn't have the information. They didn't have the courage to stand up. And now they think that if the Biden people and the Trump people fight each other in the street, that that's going to solve something. No, it's not going to solve anything. That's what they want. What they want is to get us fighting the wrong people, to fight each other. No, we have to go against the perpetrators of this revolution. And I've just named them. Okay, the other thing we can do, if we ever get our republic back, we can reserve, we can rewrite the laws as per the U.S. Constitution. So I'll shut up there, Andy. I know I've got a little over the top in terms of, you know, what would be accessible or what would be approvable to YouTube, but there's no time to mince words now. So I'd be glad to turn it over to you.
Yeah, thank you, Eric. Well, what I wanted to throw in was... we're recording this on Wednesday, folks, but this is an hour ago, this article. Britain's, from the Evening Standard, funnily enough, George Osborne, who was the Chancellor of the Exchequer under David Cameron, was the editor of this paper for up until recently, I believe. Britain's top counter-terrorism officer today called for a nationwide debate on the introduction of new laws to punish people who spread anti-vaccination conspiracy theories. Met Assistant Commissioner Neil Basu said that there should be a discussion about whether it is the correct thing for society to allow people to spread misinformation that could cost people's lives, as he responded to concern that false claims online could undermine the take-up of COVID-19 vaccines. Mr. Basu stopped short of endorsing the idea of a new law, but his intervention will strengthen pressure on ministers to act against conspiracy theorists making false claims about the vaccine. So he's worried that misinformation could cost people's lives. Well, how about the information the government keep telling us that they're safe when they've gone to this European Union procurement agency and said that they urgently seek an artificial intelligence software tool to process the expected high volume of COVID-19 vaccine adverse drug reactions. It just goes to show the lies that we live under. And of course, this is a government agency, the MHRA. The Metropolitan Police are controlled by the government. So you can see it's the same paymaster. And these are the sort of lies. So they're going to try anything, folks, to get this vaccine into you. If you believe the government is your friend, well, you're listening to the wrong show, because you can see right from their own documents and what they do. And lying is over the top now. I firmly believe the David Goldberg speech that I've referred to many times this year, because he said that they were going to use a vaccine, a virus, to come after political dissidents that they couldn't shut up. And so they'll either inject you with a vaccine and kill you that way, or they'll have a lockdown and you'll be taken away and it'll be, oh, he had COVID and oh, he died, we couldn't do anything for him. This is really where we are now. It's absolutely crazy. It's pure evil. It's satanic. And you're going to need to wake up now, folks, because one day, if these people get what they want, you won't be waking up ever again. So, Eric, I want to thank you so much for joining me today. We are out of time. Eric and I are going to be back with you. I think we've got something scheduled in a few weeks. I want to thank all of you for listening. It is, of course, the weekend tomorrow, so I hope you all have a wonderful weekend. I'll be back with you all on Monday. And until then, folks, bye for now.